Fat Attack Labs, how can I help you?
Hello, Ken, please. I apologize. I was just on the phone with him and my line dropped.
Well, he looks like he's on another line right now. I can give you his voicemail if you'd like.
Well, he probably thinks that I'm still listening to him.
Okay.
He was calling, but this is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, let me check. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, you just missed my whole explanation.
Sorry about that. This stupid phone system is driving me nuts.
Now, what I was saying, Kevin, is when we needed that, because I had really liked the working relationship that I had through Axis and everything, I just contacted them directly, and I asked if I needed to go through you because I didn't know if they were a subsidiary of you guys or what the deal was. And they had told me at that point, no, just come directly to us. And so I sent all the information directly to them. So I apologize. I didn't realize I was stepping on anybody's feet or damaging any relationships by doing that. And going forward, I'll just always go through you guys. So.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you know, I don't think you did anything intentionally. And, you know, really that was just bad business on their part.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, you know, we didn't have to work with them on any future business, you know, with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have chosen to keep it in-house and you know, keep it ourselves, depending on what, you know, the credit criteria was at the time and what you were looking to do. So, you know, that's kind of the industry standard, you know, and like I said, we work with them on clients that maybe are overexposed with them, or maybe their credit's declined or it's improved, whatever the case may be. If it doesn't fit into the portfolio that they're working on at that time, you know, we'll work with them. And that's just kind of, you know, good business. You know, when somebody comes to you for a loan, you typically inform, you know, the originating party so that they can decide on, you know, what they want to do with it. So
yeah,
not your fault.
Okay. Well, and
we've had that before you make payments to them, so we can understand why you would reach out to them, but they really should have, you know, informed us. But that's fine. The problem that we have, though, is that they've reported on your PayNet a lot of slow pays, which we don't do to their clients because that, you know, can hurt you long term. Because now, you know, they're not wanting to do anything additional.
I don't know what they're talking about because everything has been going through on a monthly basis to them, so I don't know why they would say that they're any slow pays. And as I said before we got cut off, I think I was talking and we had gotten cut off, there were on the previous lease one or two times where there was, you know, something would happen, I'd forget, payment wouldn't go through. They would always call me up and I'd say, hey, do it now, let's take care of it. Everything was fine. So I didn't realize they were even reporting me a slow pace because nothing was over more than a week or so past the due date. So I'm puzzled with that one then.
Okay. Well, I've requested more, you know, detailed information because, you know, we're going to need some sort of, you know, positive reference. And obviously this loan, you know, the 140 just for the building itself, you know, is 2 to 3 times larger than any other loan that you've had previously.
Right.
I think that we'll get it done. You know, we're just having to, you know, explain a lot. You know, there's just, you know, a little bit, I guess a couple more speed bumps due to the way that Axis has handled this. So,
okay.
As soon as I have the details, I will, you know, kind of let you know. And then, you know, we've also provided financing through Financial Pacific. So I've requested a positive rating from them,
okay,
you know, to kind of overturn this PayNet score, which is basically just a business credit reporting agency.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot more, I guess, in-depth and honorable, I guess you could say, than Dun & Bradstreet. Dun & Bradstreet just kind of lost some of its value, you know, in the banking industry just because of the way they do their scoring. And Yeah. They basically will reach out to you and say, if you want a better score, give us $1,000. So people know
yeah,
that now.
I don't like dealing with them. I quit dealing with them a long time ago because that's what they were doing to me. Yeah.
Sure. So one thing that we may be able to use to overcome would just be a full financial package.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send you an email. What that is basically 2 years corporate and personal tax returns.
Okay.
And then a personal financial statement.
Okay.
Which I can send you a template for. I'm not sure if you have one. You've got one. Okay, perfect. And then just some sort of, I would imagine, have you filed 15 tax returns yet, or are they on extension?
No, they've been filed.
Okay, so a 15 tax return, and then...
I can send you 14 and 15 right now, and a personal financial statement. I've got all that scanned and saved as documents, so...
Perfect. Okay. Well, I'll send you an email, just a checklist anyways. And then if you can get that over and, you know, I'll get working on this, with financials as well. And, you know, like I said, the working capital is easy, but we want to get the equipment done first. Because a lot of the equipment underwriters don't want to see recent inquiries for working capital because it gives the appearance that you need cash. And so they get a little bit more concerned. So I'd like to get the equipment approval first. Once I have that approved, I can get the working capital approved within, you know, a day. So,
okay, that's fine. That sounds fine.
All righty. Well, I will send this this email over right away. Sorry for the headache and all the confusion with Axis and that rating. Anything I can do to get them to remove the slow pays, you know, once I have a better in-depth report on them, I will. I'll let you know.
All right. I do appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you for your time. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.